This weekend, the Albany Symphony will perform a pair of concerts at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, celebrating a broad range of symphonic percussion instruments and showcasing the artistry of world-renowned virtuoso Dame Evelyn Glennie. Glennie, recipient of over 80 international awards to date, last joined the Albany Symphony for its performance and recording of Conjurer for solo percussion and orchestra, winning the 2014 Grammy Award for Best Classical Instrumental Solo. Glennie is the featured soloist for the Albany Symphony's concerts on Saturday, that's tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, where she will perform Michael Dougherty's Dream Machine with the orchestra. This morning, we welcome ASO Maestro David Allen Miller to tell us about the complete program, as well as the composer of Dream Machine, Michael Dougherty. Always a pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Hi, Joe. It's great to be with you. I have to just make one minor correction, which is that she actually has been here since she recorded Conjurer once to record a beautiful concerto, Strike Zones by Joan Tower. But we're always thrilled to see her because she is just the most singular, extraordinary artist ever. And she just puts on the most magnificent performances. And Michael has written a second concerto for her, right? This is the second piece you've written for her?
Number two.
Number two. And it's really spectacular.
So, well, thank you for the correction.
Sure. I just know some angry subscribers say, I heard her since then.
You just may want to check your press release.
Oh,
that's
darn you, Albany Symphony.
That's all I'm saying.
Darn you, Albany Symphony.
It's where we were going, but that's okay. That's all right. So tell us about the program. How did this all come about?
Well, it came about really because of that piece, because I don't know how it came. Oh, I think it came about because when Evelyn was last here doing the Joan Tower, she said, I have a fabulous new concerto coming from Michael Dougherty, who is one of our very favorite composers here in Albany. We've played a lot of his music. And then Michael and I spoke about it, and we've been working for the last two years, and this being the third, on a beautiful new recording, a disc of three really amazing concerti by Michael. So we had a tuba concerto, a flute concerto, and now we have this percussion concerto. And Michael, you want to tell us a little bit about those three pieces, because they're just so singular, and the audience and the orchestra and I have had such a great time with the tuba concerto and with the flute concerto.
Well, it's been great, and I think having Evelyn Glennie here to perform this concerto will be a real treat for the audiences.
Yeah. So tell us about the works themselves. How did they come about?
All of the works?
Well, tell us about this work.
Yeah, let's just talk about Dream Machine. Well, sure. I was commissioned by the VDR in Germany to write a concerto, and a percussion concerto, and I thought of Evelyn. And the concept was a man and machine. That was the concept for this German festival. So I came up with the idea of Dream Machine. So we have different kinds of ways about thinking of man and machine. We have Da Vinci, we have
Rube Goldberg.
Rube Goldberg.
A lot of people, that's hysterical. That one, I love
Rube
that.
Rube Goldberg, but you know, it's like it was like those cartoons he drew back in the 40s.
Oh,
where
sure.
There was like but lots of young people aren't going to know.
Yeah, the ball comes down the ramp and then hits the match, and then the match lights the candle, and then the candle burns the string, and then the thing falls, and that's Rube Goldberg.
Yeah. You got it. It goes on.
We could
on,
go on for another 20 minutes.
And he was a cartoonist.
Also is kind of an inventive thinker.
Well, a very mathematical, scientific guy, yeah.
So the cartoon I picked, it starts off by a cat putting on a, pushing something that starts a record playing Home Sweet Home. So we hear, dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. We hear that little tune. And then Evelyn plays all sorts of strange instruments.
Little percussion instruments. And that movement's great because actually in the score and in the parts, he writes, you know, dog eats, grabs bone, and then, you know, everything that happens in it. And so one of our violinists last night very agitatedly said, is the audience going to see this? Because that's what makes it so charming and funny. See the actual what happens at what point in the piece. And I hope it's in the program book, but it's still charming and funny regardless of whether you know which activity is happening at any given moment. So that's the second movement, which I guess is kind of like a typical scherzo in a concerto.
And then the third movement, we move to vibraphone. So the first movement is marimba. The second movement is all sorts of toys. We move to the third movement, electric eel, where the vibraphone is featured, and that was inspired by an artist named Fritz Kahn, who did these amazing drawings of human anatomy And then finally, the last movement is Vulcan's Forge. That's my Star Trek movement. Yeah. I've always been a Star Trek fan. And so there's no quotes of Star Trek in there, is there? In that
there's
last
one. There might be one little one at the end, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, but
it's very whimsical and charming and funny. And if you've never seen Dame Ev, as we now call her, Michael got her to admit that she was called Ev or Evie as a kid. But Dame, if you've never seen Dame Evelyn, she is the most extraordinary performer in that she choreographs it so beautifully. And because she has this hearing disability, she plays barefoot so she can feel the vibrations. But she's just the most dramatic, expressive performer that I've really ever encountered. So it's a visual show when you see her perform, as well as this kind of sonic thing. And this piece is just tremendous. It's about 30 minutes. And then we've surrounded it by, I decided that to sort of keep the percussive theme going, we'll close the concert with the Haydn Drum Roll Symphony, which was his penultimate symphony, number 103. And if you're a Beethoven fan, you know, Beethoven at about this time, 1795 or so, began studying with Haydn. And there are these moments in this Haydn symphony where you just know that Beethoven cribbed them, he stole them, because he was obviously so inspired by Haydn. So it's an interesting thing, since we've had a lot of Beethoven this season, to hear this Haydn symphony, which has the connection to percussion. We start with a beautiful Ravel piece, Le Tombeau de Couperin, the Tombeau of Couperin, which is kind of an homage to the Baroque world and in memory of friends of his who had died during the First World War. Then there's also a little very charming Portuguese song cycle by another great young American composer, Derek Bermel, a little 10 or 11 minute piece that's very, very charming and beautiful, little Portuguese songs.
So that's a beautiful program.
It is, and multifaceted. It's kind of like we have to be able to do everything. We have to play Haydn, we have to play Ravel, so impressionistic and very classical. Then we have Michael's sort of pop jazz American idiom inspired piece and this very Portuguese jazzy thing. So a lot of different things.
And that's I mean, you designed it, so that's the way you want it.
I did. It feels a little bit like confirmation class. It's like you have to perform all these different activities to get your certificate. So we've got every possible idiom and style, or like your bar mitzvah. It feels like your bar mitzvah.
I want to go back to the piece and Michael's piece. When you think of working with how it gets commissioned, and then where does it go from here? How do you think about that of what you then do with it? Because is it always attached to Dame Glennie, or does it work and go to other people as well? How does that work?
Well, when you write a piece, usually the soloist will have it exclusive for a short period, maybe a year or two. But then every soloist I know wants other soloist to play the piece. They don't want it to be just exclusive. I think classical music people are quite generous in that respect. So,
and I should say, Michael's very self-effacing, but Michael is being performed. His music is being performed by more orchestras around the country and also around the world than just about any other living composer I know. I think that's partly because it's just so fabulously colorful and accessible, but also because his music really connects with audiences in a way that I think a lot of other composers have more trouble doing. And I think Michael does that kind of consciously. He really wants to charm the listener. And so his music is being programmed constantly all over the country. And what's exciting about recording this piece is that this will be the performance. I mean, obviously other percussionists who take it up in the future will bring their own stamp to it. But this is going to kind of, you know, define interpretive practice for this piece for a lot of years to come.
So you're doing it at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. You'll do it both Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
Right.
So there's two opportunities to see this beautiful
there
performance.
Or
you can see it twice.
Or you can see it twice, even better. I think it's 7:30 on Saturday night, 3 o'clock on Sunday. And there's always a pre-concert talk that we do an hour before on stage. And there's also today at noon, if you want to hear a lot more about the piece and the details of it, we're at the Albany Public Library at 12. So we'll be running over there while you're interviewing Ben and Jerry. So, but we'll listen to that because we're all excited about,
everybody's excited
about Ben and Jerry.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a cool thing.
But it's it's just a beautiful program. And the orchestra sounding so fantastic. And of course, I also want to give a pitch for the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, that if listeners have not visited the Troy Hall. In fact, I met some nice people who lived in the Berkshires, and you know, they thought, you know, there's that imaginary divide between except for Alan, your Alan Shartok, who comes over the divide every morning at 4 a.m. Other people are like, oh, well, we could never come to Troy because we live in the Berkshires. And I'm like, well, you know, it's only about 45 minutes from where you live to Troy. And this is and this was a great music lover, and she'd never heard the hall. And I said, oh, you have to come over. And now that we have the Sunday matinees, just to hear the sonority of that hall, that is the greatest space in the world for listening to music.
And I would just interject that to hear the orchestra in that hall, because even if you've heard just a performer or performance, but to hear the full orchestra in that hall is just beautiful.
I always say I feel the wind in my hair. You know, it's such an immediate hall that you just almost feel the sound sort of pushing at you. It's so dramatic and powerful and beautiful. And I think that our orchestra, because they play in there so regularly, we really know how to utilize the sonority of the hall. So yesterday we had two rehearsals. At the beginning of the first rehearsal, we had a lot of work to do. By the end of the evening, we went back to the Haydn at 9:45, and the orchestra just sounded great because they were sort of acclimated. And Michael's piece, you know, Evelyn is such a powerful dramatic player, and the orchestra matches her. It's an incredible thing to hear, not only to hear the piece, but to hear it in that space.
Dame Evelyn Glennie is the featured soloist for the Albany Symphony Orchestra's concerts on Saturday, April 16th at 7:30, and Sunday, the 17th, April 16th at 7:30, Sunday, the 17th at 3 o'clock, and Michael Dougherty's Dream Machine will be performed with the full orchestra. You can find out more information about the entire program by going to albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com. Michael, David, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you both here.
All right. Thank you.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.